Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Sheila Klesich. She's the executive director for the Lookup Center in Newark. A mix of sun and clouds throughout the day today. Going to be a high right around 65 degrees and cloudy tonight, cloudy tomorrow with some showers. And then, as my good friend Joel likes to say, that four-letter word approaches coming this weekend in snow. So I don't know about you, but I'm not.
Flurries.
Yeah, I'm not
it's
looking
not
forward to
a four-letter word, you know.
All I hear is, when you say flurries, I hear snow.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
That's a four-letter word in the Doney household.
Well, but when you're, you know, mid-60s today, low-60s tomorrow, upper 50s on Wednesday, and then 35 for the high on Thursday, that's quite a shock to the system.
It'll take that out of you. Now, Sheila, are you, before we get into Lookup Center, are you kind of a winter person? Do you enjoy the winter season? I mean, is it something that, or are you just like the rest of us sometimes, you're like, oh God, no, not snow?
No, I love snow.
Hey,
if it's going to be cold, you may as well have some snow.
I agree with that.
You know, it cheers people up. The kids don't have to go to school. Everybody's happy.
So it cheers teachers and administrators up too.
Yeah, exactly. But I do love summer.
Yeah.
The flowers, you know, working in my garden, swimming in my swimming pool. You know, summer's where it's at, really.
You don't swim in the winter? You don't jump in the pool when it's like 20 degrees outside?
No, and I don't ski very well, and I can't ice skate, so I'm pretty, you know, me and snow don't get along that
so
well.
So the winter sports are not a Klesich thing, huh? Is that
no,
what you're telling
I'm not
me?
Very good at it at all.
Well, one thing you seem to be very good at is getting your feet and your hands involved with a really wonderful organization. It's the Lookup Center in Newark. And boy, when Scott Hayes was in charge, we'd have him come in. Of course, Lori Hubble most recently. And now you take over the Lookup Center. I know it was August, I think, is when you were.
Yes.
What's it been like the last few months?
Yes. Well, getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas at the Lookup Center is pretty busy. You know, we have turkeys just everywhere at this time. I think we have like 32 frozen turkeys that we're trying to get cooked for our Thanksgiving. We give about 1,500 to 1,600 Thanksgiving meals we deliver on Thanksgiving Day. So in case you don't know, Meals on Wheels does not deliver food on Thanksgiving Day. So we sort of take their list and add to the list. So we're very busy right now. We still need about 20 to 30 cooked turkeys the week of Thanksgiving. So we're still a little short on turkeys, and we're about 20 pumpkin pies short as well. So if you're in the mood to cook a turkey or, you know, bake a few pies or buy a few pies, we could really use those.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it something on that day then? Do you do any cooking at the Lookup Center, or is it just get everything prepped at the Lookup Center to be delivered?
Well, we are cooking turkeys that were donated by the Newark Rotary. They help us a lot at Thanksgiving time, so we do cook those turkeys and debone them and get them ready for all of our delivery routes. But it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Even just organizing, you know, we have 130 drivers that actually deliver to these routes. We have 70 boxers, you know, that put the food in the containers. So it's really a huge operation.
I think just carving that many turkeys. I mean, carving one turkey alone is frustrating because you only do it one time a year or two times a year.
Well,
to carve that many is crazy.
The good thing about it is they don't have to look nice because we put them sliced so nobody sees what they look like. So we can just carve like crazy, you know, like meat flying in the air. You know, nobody cares.
It's a get or done kind
right,
of situation.
Right, right exactly.
On. No
right.
Different than my house, believe me. No different.
Gnawing on a bone.
Dogs right at your feet. Like, you keep dropping it down, or big guy, don't worry.
We actually need a dog at the Lookup Center because, you know, we have to clean all that up
ourselves.
That's what
I'm saying.
Yeah, for
sure. I'm with you 100%. I got no problem with that. Get that scratch off the floor, honey. No, the dog will take
it. If anybody has some dogs they want to loan out, just get a hold of us.
That is fantastic. All right, you got the turkeys, you got the pies. Do you need anything else? I mean, people like their stuffing, mashed potatoes, those kind of things.
Well, I think we're pretty good on most things. I think we were just short turkeys and pies. So just feel free to call the Lookup Center, you know, if you want to help us. And then we can kind of explain the process and how we do that. Mm-hmm. We also have a movie night coming up this week on November the 22nd at 7 o'clock. We're showing The Star. This is a free family event. We'll be showing it on the big screen in our gym. We are setting up chairs for adults. Kids are welcome to wear their pajamas. Bring a blanket, their sleeping bag, bring a pillow. We're giving out free popcorn and drinks. We're selling hot dogs for 50 cents. And we'll have chips, and it's going to be a really nice, fun family event. So feel free to join us for that. November 22nd, that is this Friday at 7 o'clock.
What's the star? I don't know that I...
The star is the story of Jesus' birth from a donkey's perspective. So the donkey tells the story. If you've not seen it, it's actually really a good movie. And it's comical, but... You know, it tells the story of Jesus' birth as well.
Mm-hmm. So that's open to anybody. Just
it
come
is.
On down. That's this
Anyone
Friday.
Anyone can come.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now let's get back because I want to make sure we get the help you need for the Thanksgiving. You mentioned you already have drivers. Do you need more? And if so, what do they need to do? What should they expect that day on Thanksgiving? Is it a couple hour shift? Is it an hour? Maybe talk about that.
It is. We need 20 more drivers. Now, I don't have an update as of this morning. We do have a link that we can send to sign up to be a driver, but unless you're on our email list, you wouldn't receive that link. So I suggest to people to call me at the Lookup Center, and number one, let's get you on our list so that you have Lookup Center updates, and number two, that way I can forward you the link if you're interested in helping. The links actually are where people sign up for the food, and there are also links for drivers, there's links for servers. We have over 100 routes. Each person is assigned a specific amount of dinners that they will pass out. And it probably would, I would say you need to plan on a couple of hours mm-hmm. if you're a driver. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a boxer, we get there about 5:30 and we are done by about 11:30 or 12. So it's, you know, it's a pretty quick process. You still have time to go and enjoy your family for Thanksgiving, but yet you've helped so many in the community who don't have someone to spend Thanksgiving with.
And I'm assuming if you want to come down and help box, you don't have to be there all 6 hours. Just come down a couple hours here, a couple hours there.
We appreciate whatever, right. you know, you whatever time you can donate.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Plus, you smell great when it's over.
I mean, that is true.
Who doesn't want to smell like turkey and stuffing and gravy?
Well, I probably smell like turkey right now. I've smelled like turkey for a week.
Yeah. Well, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong
with
that.
What are you wearing today? It's turkey by the Lookup Center.
Yeah, as long as people don't try to take a bite out of your arm or something. It's okay.
Ode to gravy.
Right on, right on.
So, again, just so folks understand, so do you can folks come to the Lookup Center and eat that day as well, or is this strictly
no.
a delivery kind of a
It is a delivery yeah. only. And the food is actually refrigerated, so you heat it in your microwave. Mm-hmm. It is served cold, just for food safety purposes.
Sure, sure. So, I mean, there's plenty of ways that folks can get... Now, you were saying earlier that you used to cook a while ago at Vertical 196 for Scott Hayes and obviously his establishment. Are you going to be doing a lot of cooking then for this, I assume?
I love to cook. So I have a cooking background. I actually used to own a restaurant with my brother called Super Sammy's. Some may remember it, some may not. It was over on Country Club Drive. So I have a, you know, I grew up in a cooking family, so I find any reason to cook at the Lookup Center. I make, we have monthly soup dinners, and you know, I just really, you know, enjoy it. That's just sort of how I share a little bit of myself is through my cooking. It's kind of an expression. And most people really like to eat, so people really like me.
You're looking at two guys that really like you.
I'll bring you some food.
Food is love. I've said it before. Say it again.
It is an expression of love.
Absolutely.
Food really is.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. All right. So at the Klesich table, what are you known for your Thanksgiving meal? If somebody said, boy, she's making it, what would that one thing be?
Well, what's funny is I do make a mushroom Wellington. Now, that doesn't sound like traditional Thanksgiving, but it really is tasty if you've never had it. And also, I do make a really good turkey, and I make extra creamy mashed potatoes, Ooh. And I make delicious gravy. And I have a secret to gravy.
Fire away.
Okay.
It's not a secret anymore here
no,
in about
it
5 seconds.
No, it is not. When you make your gravy, you ever notice sauces will call for white wine or something like that? You don't really have to use wine in your sauce, but if you, when you make your turkey gravy, make sure it's salted and peppered right how you like it, and then add... Depending on how much, start with a teaspoon of white vinegar to your gravy. You'll never know there's vinegar in it, but it gives it a pop, just like a wine or would do to a sauce. Hmm. And a little bit of vinegar will make your gravy over the top. People be like, you make the best gravy. That's because there's a teeny bit of vinegar in the gravy, and it's absolutely delicious.
Now, would you have thought of that?
I would not.
I would not have thought about vinegar in my gravy. If I'd have seen my wife go into the pantry and put gravy and vinegar.
Be very careful.
Yeah, because you put too much.
Be very careful.
Yeah.
You know, you want to start with just a minute amount. Give it a taste. Add a teeny bit more. It should never taste like vinegar. It only gives it a little pop of tang that you can't get from just, you know, turkey stock and salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing better than a little pop.
That's right.
I'm not going to have a problem with that at all. So again, if folks want to get on there and, you know, volunteer in a myriad of ways, if you want to go down, help box or cook or deliver, it's just go to the website or just get the email.
Yeah, but please call me. You know, please call me because there's lots of other stuff to do at the Lookup Center. And I love to give tours too. If you don't know what the Lookup Center is or what we do, you know, call me because we are truly a community center and a community resource for the whole entire community. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what we do, you need to find out.
Well, we'll take a break and we'll come back and you'll tell everybody what you guys are doing down at the Lookup Center. We've got Sheila Klesichin. She's the executive director of the Lookup Center in Newark. We'll be back in just a few moments with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. And our special guest today, Sheila Klesich. She's the executive director of the Lookup Center in Newark. Mix of sun and clouds today, high near 64, cloudy tonight, low near 50. And then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, and a high near 62. Talking about the big Thanksgiving dinner that's going to be served by the Lookup Center. Still need volunteers to help deliver it. Still need volunteers to help cook. They need turkeys. They need pumpkin pies. Whatever you can do to help out the Lookup Center, I'm sure Sheila and the folks down there will be happy to have your help to make sure everybody has a great meal for Thanksgiving. So that's what you're doing for Thanksgiving. But as we said before the break, the Lookup Center is just, it's a community center, Sheila, but you do so much more. You have skills, traits for folks looking to, you know, improve their lives or whatever, you know, where they may be. You do things with kids. I mean, talk a little bit about the Lookup Center. Were even you kind of impressed when you took over and you walked around? You went, well, I didn't know there was this much going on in here.
Absolutely. I actually had heard of the Lookup Center just because I worked with Scott Hayes, so I was familiar with the Lookup Center, but not all the services and the programs that they offered. And truly, I'm here to spread the word, not just here today with you, but in general, as part of my job, I'm really trying to get the word out. You know, Lori Hubble, she created some amazing programs and taking over from Scott and then developing her own. And so now I feel like, you know, part of my biggest job is just spreading the word about these amazing programs that we have. A lot of people think that our programs are designed for a specific group of people as well, but it isn't true. Our skilled trades program, which gives you an accredited national construction certification, OFA certification, and a forklift license, actually is open to anyone who maybe wants to start a new career. It's very economical at only $500, and we almost, you know, we have companies in Newark that are willing to hire you. So if you're looking for a career change, reach out to us because it truly is an amazing program and you will learn a lot. Mm-hmm. We also have a part-time preschool daycare, which is really nice at only $100 per month. It's part-time and it's a faith-based program. So you get a little Jesus in with learning your ABCs. Stephanie Hartman runs that program and it's, you know, for anyone who just maybe wants to get their child out of the house for a little bit, expose them to some playtime with other kids, and give them a good base before they start kindergarten. It's for ages 3 to 5. We are running a Christian music exercise class now. It's kind of like an aerobics style. And it's going to be go into a full wellness class. Those are on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 to 9:15. Generally speaking, it's every Tuesday. There are times when we do have to cancel it just because of events in our gym. We have a ladies' Bible study that meets every Friday morning. Every other Friday morning at 10 o'clock. We have our opportunity store, which is open every Tuesday from 9 to 12. And from 4 to 6 in the evenings. We do much more than that as well. We give out coats in the winter. That we have our pop-up
like
shop. How much more do you want me to tell
my
you?
My gosh.
Come to the Lookup Center. Learn about us because we are always having events. The best thing to do is to get on our email list. That way you are updated as to what we have coming up because sometimes we don't even know. We just throw something in like our movie night we're having Friday.
I know Laura used to do that all the time.
Yes.
She'd just get a wild hair and be like,
"You do.
Hey, why don't we try to do this?" And then the next thing you know, you've got this big thing planned. And
okay,
folks
let's do it.
Yeah, that's exactly the mentality
yes.
that I think she brought to the
yes.
to the Lookup Center, no doubt about it. What about volunteers for stuff like that? For the opportunity store, or you talked about the skilled trades. I know, Laura, you said you'd have companies would come in and,
they do.
And they'd help, and I'm assuming that's still the same.
They do. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't make it without our volunteers. Our volunteer base is huge. We have well over 100, probably pushing 200 volunteers. Some work weekly, some work monthly, some work once a year, such as the pop-up shop, but we always need more volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do when we have an event, we just go through our list, we call people, and people just come in and help. It's just amazing how many people want to give their time and resources. We're collecting toys for our pop-up shop now, and we are accepting new toys, any ages, and also pajamas, new pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
So, feel free to drop those off. We serve over 260 families who need some help with Christmas.
So the pop-up shop, how does that work? Again, we're talking about volunteers and that, but do you need shoppers? To come in? Is that
Actually,
how you raise money?
The parents or guardians, grandparents, whomever, are the ones that come in and shop.
Okay.
So I believe the hours are, and I'm not positive about this right off, but I think it's from 10 to noon and then from 4 to 6. And they can come in and shop for their child, 3 gifts per person. And so these... 3 gifts per child, I'm sorry. And all these gifts are donated by people, organizations, and, civic groups in the communities.
Gotcha.
It's amazing how people will... it's a big-hearted community anyway, but around the Christmas season, it just seems like everybody is, what do you need? What can I help you with? And whatever we need to do, we'll do to get you to that point. You talked about the coats and that, and again, we were joking earlier that the snow is coming. Folks can drop those off at any time, correct?
Yes.
Coats, gloves, hats.
We do have a store where we do sell clothing and very reasonable low prices, just so you know. If you're looking for somewhere, you need pots and pans or you just want holiday decor, we have the best prices in town when it comes to our store. And we call it an opportunity store, but it is a thrift style type of shopping. But we never sell our coats, hats, or gloves. Those are always given away for free.
Mm-hmm.
So we give those away all winter long. So if you're in need or you do need a coat or your child needs a coat, we have given, we are small amounts now, but we do have those available every week.
Yeah. And I know before Lori would be surprised people would just bring coats in and drop
they
them
do.
Off. Yeah, it's amazing.
They do. Again, we collected over 1,000 coats this year.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yes.
You wish you didn't have to collect one, but we all know that
there's
nothing you can do about it, so you want to make sure you get them
in. The kids get so excited when they get a new coat, too. They're just, they come in. We have the one day where everyone can come in and shop for a coat just on their own, and they're so excited, and they try them on, and they stand, and they let you take their picture. Kids, they love to get a new coat.
And it's sad to say, but a lot of them probably have never had one. So to
right.
be able to have one and keep themselves warm in
Absolutely.
The wintertime, who wouldn't love that? All right, again, if folks want to help out with the Thanksgiving Day meal, they can drop things off. You need turkeys, you need pumpkin pies, but again, where do you want them to go if they want to get the information to become a volunteer or to be a driver?
I want you to call me at the Lookup Center. It's 740-345-6026, or just look us up online, lookupcenter.org. You can get a lot of good information from our website, but I really like to meet people, and I really like to talk to people, so you won't be bothering me if you call. I'll tell you all about it. I'll invite you in. I'll give you a tour. I'll, you know, teach you how to cook if you want me to, but just come see us and be a part of our community and be of a part of our work that we do. It's very rewarding and satisfying, a little or a lot.
Well, Sheila, it's been a pleasure. It's the first chance I've got to meet you. We've been texting back and forth and emailing, and I'm like, got to get you in, got to get you in to help with the Thanksgiving meal, because I just know it's such a big thing for you folks and folks in our community. And again, if you can get down and help out or just drop off anything, be happy to do it. If they want to drop off, you should have a list of stuff too. At the, if you get the email, it'll tell you the things you need.
We
right?
do.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
Sounds like you need more turkeys.
We do.
You can always use more
cooked turkeys.
Cooked turkeys. That's right. Yeah. Don't bring down any more frozen ones.
We got a lot of frozen ones we're cooking, thanks to the Newark Rotary, and we really appreciate their support.
Well, sure. You got to have that. I mean, you really
yes.
do. I mean, you guys aren't flush with money, so
that's
anything
right.
anybody can do to help you with that is,
that's
is
right.
really important. Well, Sheila, I appreciate it. Now, go start cooking. Throw your vinegar in your gravy, because you know I'm going to try that. You know I'm going to try it.
Just be cautious. You don't want to ruin it.
Well, I'll let my wife try it first. If she doesn't like it, then we'll do something else. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.